This is episode 2080 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 25th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So I guess it was Friday that Andy McDowell was on Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
And she explained that the weirdest rumor about herself that she had ever heard is that she was the illegitimate child of silent film legend Charlie Chaplin.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, me either. It's kind of crazy. And she hadn't either. She learned of her supposed estranged father from a Mexican newspaper article that was sent to her by a fan. And she was like, really? I am? So bizarre. She actually met Charlie Chaplin's daughter, Geraldine okay. Chaplin, and she said, I didn't say anything to her, but I did notice she was looking at me. Kind of funny. Don't know if she had read the article or not. Maybe she had heard about it, but anyway. Andy McDowell is in a new show on Netflix called Made, and it's supposed to be funny. So,
or it's supposed to be good.
I don't know if it's funny, but it's good.
I've always liked Andy McDowell.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, yeah. Four weddings
and
a funeral.
You know, she's kind of a broad forehead.
She
and
does.
Her eyebrows are very next to her eyes.
Picking her.
So I just always want to pluck the underneath of her eyebrows to get
them. Okay, all right.
So I can see her eyes and kind of create some space there.
I don't know. I thought she was a perfect foil for Bill Murray in the.
Of course she was.
Groundhog Day, one of my favorite movies of all time. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, it's Mr. and Mrs. El Moussa.
Oh, my goodness.
Tarek and Heather Ray Young, they tied the knot on Saturday in Santa Barbara.
Match made in TV, reality TV
affair,
heaven. Yeah.
Full of guests.
Sure.
No mask.
People. Come on, if you're going to go to the wedding, put on a mask. I mean it. But people are still getting COVID. Ed Sheeran's got COVID.
I know.
Ed Sheeran's got COVID. He's supposed to be on Saturday Night Live in a week. That's like, So he's going to have to do that by Zoom. So.
Well, in a week, though. I mean, how long has he had it? I don't know.
Who knows?
If he's had it for like 5 days,
yeah, but he's
fine.
Also releasing a new album in 19 days soon. So he's going to miss the whole album junket thing.
That's true.
You know, so it's like.
If he just got it, he won't be on SNL.
No, he's not.
But it wouldn't
surprise
me if he is.
Well, but it might be by Zoom. They might have him. He's planning on performing from home, he says. So.
Oh, he's already planned it. So, Tarek.
Yes.
He finally flipped her last name.
Oh, man.
That was the mantra at the champagne bar.
Oh, the
and
bad
And that's the best they could
puns.
Come up with.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on, you guys.
So, Tarek's family and his kids were in attendance.
Sure.
As were Heather Ray's Selling Sunset co-stars.
Uh-huh.
You know who wasn't invited?
I got a real big feeling.
The
ex was not there.
Yep. So who posted an Instagram of her and boyfriend Josh Hill playing beer pong in Tennessee?
That would be the ex.
The ex. Classy. Earlier this year, Tarek was asked if Flip or Flop would continue. And he said he wasn't sure.
I wonder about that.
Yeah, because he's got other stuff. He's working on other projects, including some TV shows. And he has a commercial.
Does he have a commercial?
I'm Tarek El Moussa. I'll buy your house.
He's been doing that. But
yeah,
not
it's
on
been a while.
Commercial, but
he'll buy your house.
Number one, he's an investor. Number one, he is an investor. That's his main job, is investing. The best part of Flip or Flop is when the two of them start rolling their eyes at one another. That's the best part. You get the best of everything. You get a little home reno, little HGTV, and you get a little little stink eye coming out of the two because they hate each other.
No stink eye. Well, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford made the Who Cares News.
He did. And
he
it's
did?
Not because I don't care.
No,
it's
what
just
because
I get to talk about Harrison Ford. That's always a good thing. He lost a credit card during a break in filming Indiana Jones 5.
Huh?
In Italy.
Huh?
Yeah.
So he lost a credit card. That's news, Morgan. Really, I'm.
But he got it back.
Oh, well, that's the good news.
Thanks to a German tourist.
Can't he just call American Express and go, hi, this is Harrison Ford. I lost my American Express card. Could you please send me a new one because I'm in Italy? Yeah, I'm filming a movie with Disney. Of course it's me. You want me to prove it to you?
Well,
you want me to prove it to you?
The tourist stumbled across the credit card with his name on it on Thursday.
And they took it somewhere and spent bunches of Harris's money.
No.
That's what I would have done.
Turn it into the police station in the beach town of Mondello near Palermo in Sicily.
Okay.
All right, so then police tracked down Harrison Ford and returned the card. So there's a picture of him holding up the card and smiling with several officers, which is being shared by local media. Now, let me tell you how I would have done it.
How would you have done it?
I would have gone to the police station and said, here, I have Harrison Ford's credit card.
Yeah.
I don't know how to find it, but you do. And then I would have sat right there in the police station
until he
came to get it.
Even if it took you 3 weeks.
And that's okay. And if by chance they went to take it to him, I would just follow them.
Oh, my God.
And I would say,
oh my God,
Mr. Han Solo, sir.
Mr. Han Solo. He's Indiana Jones.
Mr. Jack Ryan, sir.
He's Indiana Jones.
Mr. Indiana Jones, sir.
The dog's name was Indiana. Card.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
I found your credit card,
get
sir.
Off my
Can
plane.
I shake your hand?
Well,
will you give
know,
me a reward? Can I have your credit card? Can we go shopping?
No, that would have been nice.
Yeah. Can you buy me an ice cream?
He'd be like,
I'm sorry, a gelato?
I don't know about that.
What? No gelato?
No, taking you shopping.
Yeah,
pretty sure
wouldn't.
He was. That's, yeah, I don't.
That's okay. I'd take a selfie with him.
Again, the deal is that what's the big deal? It's just a credit card. It's like, now maybe he didn't realize he had lost it. Maybe it was irreplaceable special credit card. Though I don't know what that
would be.
What,
the American Express
Black
card?
What, the Black card? They'll drive you one out.
They would.
You know, they would be like, oh,
yes.
Give us a half an hour. We'll be right out with a brand
new
card, Mr. Ford. He's 77? Does that sound right? 77. I'm having issues. I'm having a lot of aging issues now. And this is one of them.
I know.
Because it's like, what a great career, by the way. It's a great career. The last role he had before Indiana Jones 5
Harrison Ford.
Was with a CGI dog. So, I mean, you know, which I've not seen. But I think most of us have seen almost every movie that he's ever made.
I haven't seen the one with him and Brendan Fraser.
I was a little disappointed.
I want to see that.
In the Indiana Jones 4. In fact, I was a lot disappointed in Indiana Jones 4.
The ending kind of,
yeah, that was just too wacky. I'm afraid to see the ending of this one. I really am. It's like, I don't know. Hey, guess what I found? Halle Berry's credit card. Does this mean I can go to her house and deliver it? Knock on the door and say, hey,
how you
Halle?
Would have possibly found Halle Berry's credit card.
I have my ways. I have my ways. More Who Cares tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, you go. Go. And I'm going to follow because I just want to see what happens.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.